Denman, the tank, a bruiser, a battler, some say a bully, and undoubtedly a horse of great courage. Up there with the heaviest of National Hunt's formidable artillery, this was not the story of Grade 1 elitism. Undoubtedly, he had the class for that, but with another stellar steeplechaser living in the box next door, connections decided to take the old-fashioned route. Having been beaten by only one horse, Nicanor, in the Royal and Sun Alliance Novices Hurdle, during his career over the smaller obstacles, the son of presenting was switched to chasing the following season. Hacking up on debut at Exeter, he went on to maintain a 100% record of offences for his next 9 starts over an 18-month period. Impressive wins at Cheltenham and Newbury, venues at which he excelled, were all part of the build-up to the 2007 Royal and Sun Alliance Chase.
Stay on, but Denman is over the last clear. Snowy morning, still with 7 lengths to find. Denman storming up the hill, 8 lengths clear from Snowy morning. The gallant ace is 4, and this is the moment that all punters have been waiting for. One of the festival bankers who fluffed his lines 12 months ago puts the record straight in no uncertain fashion. Denman won the Royal Sun Alliance from Snowy morning. According to John, just got third, I think.
Denman's 2007 Royal and Sun Alliance Chase success, and an indicator of his class, would be that the race that is traditionally difficult to win and go on from was just a stepping stone for a perfect 2007-2008 campaign. Ridden usually by Ruby Walsh, it was to be Sam Thomas who had the leg up for one of those wins in his Novices Chase season. And when Ruby missed the 2007 Hennessy Gold Cup due to injury, it was Thomas who again got the call. From a mark of 161 and with top weight of 11 stone 12 pounds, Denman was sent off at 5-1 and second best in the market to Snowy Morning, a horse he'd beaten by 10 lengths at Cheltenham 8 months earlier. Let's relive that Newbury contest. The call comes from Ian Bartlett.
Trainer Hennessy, he's been going well for the last half mile. In command of the race, he's got Wonder Jump. In second place is Dream Alliance. Character Building's in third. Then Abrigante. Behind that, Madison de Berlay is staying on. Then Bible Lord coming towards the last. Denman is up and over safely. Had the race in safekeeping from the home turn. Going to put up a very impressive weight-carrying performance in the Hennessy. He's miles clear as he heads up towards the line. In second position, Dream Alliance, then Character Building and Madison de Berlay. But he comes back promising as much, giving as much as he promised last season. Denman has won the Hennessy with top weight to Dream Alliance. Then in third position is Character Building. Madison de Berlay was fourth.
Yes, Denman's 11-length win from Dream Alliance elevated him towards the head of the market for the 2008 Cheltenham Gold Cup. With Walsh back up, he went to Ireland next and justified odds-on favouritism before returning to Newbury for the Aeon Chase, the race that Corto Star had taken en route to the Blue Ribbon success that he'd enjoyed a year earlier. Now a 4-1 onshot, the gelding, part-owned by cheese magnate Paul Barber and gambling legend Harry Findlay, was again subject to a switch of pilot, with Sam Thomas slipping his toes into the irons with a view to taking the ride in the Gold Cup a month later. And the partnership maintained its impeccable record with a facile success.